12:15, and acknowledge the carry out of people. We do have any apologies and no approved leave of absence. Response to previous questions on notice. There are no public question time. Have any members from the public? Members from the public, any questions? No. Also, the announcement, this meeting is being recorded in audio tape, an additional record of the meeting to assist with the minute making post, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give the permission for recording your petition post, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded, in accordance with section 2 or 3 of the County Board and local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting, and that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Public question time, we have no public. Public statement time, we have no public. Questions from members without notice. Any questions from members without notice? Councillor Zombat.
No, thank you.
Councillor Davis. Nothing?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can ask a question. I'll let you go through this.
I just wondered why, if this is a quarterly review finished on the books finished on the 31st of March 2013, why the meeting's in the second week of June?
Yeah, well, I'll reply that. I did mention that previously, early in the piece, regarding the late nature of doing the amendments, because we're only 3 weeks away from the end of the financial year.
Yeah.
And it's not usually this late.
Okay.
But I shall pass it across to the director for her comments.
So, through the chair, as at March, we start the quarterly reviews in April, so the third week of April. Quite clearly, given the position, the reviews have taken an extra week, essentially, to conduct. Normally, we would have the reports ready for the last meeting in May. We tried to, so that 1 week basically pushed it out to the 5th of June. The 5th of June, elect members indicated they weren't available, hence we had to push it to the 12th of June.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
No.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on. Confirmation minutes held on the 13th of March.
A declaration
by members that have given due consideration, all indication that they have read them out. Yes, for love. Thank you. Confirmation minutes of previous meeting. Confirmation minutes of the Audit Finance held on the 13th of March. There's no points of clarification. I have somebody to move the acceptance of Stone. Move Councillor Jacobs. Second Councillor Zombak. All those in favour. Motion carried. Announcement presiding members without permission, without discussion, I have nil. Petitions, deputation, presentation, submissions, we have nil. We go on to item 10, courthouse gallery quarter review. We'll put that with the recommendation on page 11. Any points of clarification or discussion?
I'll just have one point of clarification. So just I wondered if we could have feedback on the leaky roofs and whether they've been fixed.
No, the roof hasn't been fixed. It's now, I think the work's scheduled for September, October, in consultation with Form.
Yep.
It's around the end of the markets. So we've so building maintenance of this. We have a time locked in. Building maintenance have negotiated that time with Form around the least disruptive for the courthouse gallery. So it's sometime late September, early October.
And that's a roof replacement, isn't it?
Thank you very much. No point of clarification.
Thank you. Would you like to?
Yeah, just a question. I just wondered with the reports, with the report from Form, why there are no comments on the budget variations, as in they kind of present their statement on page 14 and 15, but when there is a difference to what they're anticipating, there's no comments. Do they normally make comments? Isn't that the whole point?
So through the chair, not unless they're, I guess, out of the ordinary. And then in the past where committee members have had a particular... I can normally answer a lot of the questions.
Yeah.
In the case, I think, even with the last meeting, there was a question which I couldn't answer. Got the answer from Form and provided that to committee members.
Seconded. Councillors on that. All those in favour? Motion carried. Yeah, that one, I had some queries on that last time. Let's move on to 10.12, GP Housing Quarterly Review, with the officer's recommendation on page 13. Any discussion, points of clarification?
Just one, thanks, Mr.
Yes.
With regards to the renewal of the annual lease, can somebody just enlighten me as to when that renewal date is due? Because the lease is $600 a week, but it's annually reviewed.
It's within the conditions of the lease. I have it in front of me, so I'll read some of those documents saying what the conditions are around reviewing of the consideration within the lease document.
I just wondered for the effect on the budget.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
all.
Certainly could.
Okay, no worries.
Well, I've got a question on myself. As I notice on page 29, the town is responsible for maintenance and asset management. Are we receiving any management fee for the management of these units, or we just pick that up in our ordinary expenditures?
The lease for the property obviously is reduced, so the revenue we receive would have to form party asset management. Well, it's not form, it's no, there is no asset, there is an asset, the town has an asset management policy, strategy and plan. Obviously a reserve for asset management would be part of all that. So it'd be something the town have to pick up, because the lease money can go back into the asset renewal for the properties, but it's not significant, you know, 600 per property.
So through the chair, the GP Housing was meant to be self-supporting, if you like, in terms of how the business plan was originally structured. Putting the budget together at this point, it's looking that that's not the case, but we do have a whole range of different options in terms of these, you know, BHP provided funding for the build of the house, we generated interest on that, the interest is actually intended, if you like, to support the overall running of the GP Housing, and obviously there are rental reviews to capture those costs.
Yeah, so as per the council resolution, we set the rent at $600 a week currently.
Yeah.
But under the lease agreement with either Kinetic or Port Henry Medical, it's reviewed in accordance with the development of an asset management plan. So under the agreement, under the terms of the lease, we can increase, we have the option, once we've developed an asset management plan for each one of the houses, to increase the rental to match that asset management plan.
That's good.
Because I'm not saying you'll get any now, but in years to come, you'll certainly get maintenance. It'll certainly come into that in a big manner.
That was part of the resolution. That would count.
Big manner. Okay, well, those points of clarification. Oh, sorry, go on.
I just had a point of clarification. I noticed the lease agreements were signed on the 16th of April and on the 1st of May, so I'm guessing if you're asking about the annual review annually, that's probably the annual date. But I just wondered, given that they were ready for occupancy in December 2012, that we had seven houses vacant for at least 4 months, so I was wondering what the...
December was practical completion. There's still some minor works that were going on, and we still had to agree on the terms of the lease, particularly with Port Hedland Medical, because it's tied around some KPIs which were agreed to by council. So that was the lag time. Yeah. Basically, both of the practices started paying for the houses from that execution date, regardless of whether or not they had anyone in the houses.
So the execution date of the 16th of April?
Dead. Yeah, I agree. It was a long time from the point of time of finishing. Yes.
Just wondering, with the maintenance, what is the maintenance that we are responsible for? Is that like the mowing and stuff, or is it just...
No, not cut. It's basically the same as the town of Port Hedland House. So it's very similar to the expectations of the occupant around what's expected of staff in our own houses. It's basically the same schedule.
So similar to a normal tenancy?
Yeah, very similar to a normal retail rental tenancy, same as what we expect our staff to do in our own houses.
Okay. And there was some of that, obviously, was, you know, we're dealing with the leases as well, like we weren't going around to change the light bulb.
No.
The light wasn't working. Currently, there'd also be under a defects liability period still.
For the first 12
years. Yeah, not the light bulbs, but...
I would suggest that when they do the budget, they do a reserve account for it anyhow, so that ultimately you will get some expenditure on it.
Well, that's the option.
Yeah.
Happy to move that.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Jove seconded the Mayor. All those in favour? carried. 10th point. Oh, you don't vote, Stanley.
I just don't want to get in trouble for not voting.
No.
Wave my hand around.
You're our guest. 10.1.3, quarter report 1, say contract report with the officer's recommendation on page 35. Yes.
Just on page 35, if I could just point 8, 1 Garrister Stadium. How long before the cafe is likely to reach full potential, and what is it that's stopping it from doing so?
The fans, exhaust fans.
Through the chair, the main limitation is around type. Classification of the kitchen kiosk as it currently stands and the limits of the food that the YMCA can sell to prepackaged only. So in other words, stuff that's already in a bag where there's no food handling. What we can do is limited by our hand washing facilities and our air extraction. There's been some effort to look at what we could do to retrofit to increase that, but that's going to be difficult in a building authority.
So the short answer is it's probably never going to have a cafe area in there.
I guess not to the extent that people would like to see or expect. There are always going to be limitations.
Yes.
Why can't we just receive some costings and some actual detail? Like, I can't believe we're actually saying we're never having that when we haven't even seen how much it costs and what's actually involved.
Through the chair, I didn't intend to say we were never having it. I was making the point that it's not easy. We are getting some costings to see what needed to be done to be able to provide the next level of food.
Mr. Chairman, when will we see these costings and itemise clearly what is required?
I think that's the next idea. I'd like to move a resolution that affects that. We put it in the minutes. Put it onto the officer's recommendation. Make that item
part three.
Part three.
That comprehensive
financial report
list of items and costings and works associated to make the cafe kiosk be presented at the next
council meeting
for their
consideration.
At an upcoming council meeting.
Yeah. Don't wait for this one.
No.
You got it? The comprehensive costs and associated items necessary to make the cafe operational.
Be brought to the
ordinary council meeting, OCM.
Different level of commercial.
Full potential. To bring the cafe kiosk to its full potential.
We just compare the options based on different levels.
Can you help government so that we can try and limit it?
The comprehensive cost associated item necessary to bring the cafe
full potential
to a higher level of operation.
Full potential.
Full potential.
Can you just take out three and
four? Full potential.
Mal?
Hang on.
Three and four are the same as mine.
So that other one.
The bottom one.
Because
I don't have a three and four.
You've got one and two in the page above and page 34.
Don't need any staff on stuff. I have a point of clarification too at some stage when we get to it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It'll help for tonight, trust me.
You're lucky you're busy.
Here we go, trust me.
Trust me, Ted.
Well, when Arnold says that, I get nervous.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard Arnold say it.
No, I'm only talking about this resolution.
It's good. I had a question on exactly that.
Well, there's no financial aspects of
the chair. Can I just clarify the wording? With food venues, there's kind of three levels of food classification. The level that we've currently got is everything basically has to be prepackaged. There's no preparation food handling on site. The next level up is where you can do, you have hand washing, you can do fed preparation on site. In a kiosk like at Wanangiri, you'd be then potentially selling sandwiches, rolls, hamburgers,
healthy
chips.
Yeah, no,
you're not going to get, you're never ever going to get to the top level, which is things where you're doing the full blown meals like a cafe.
But it's full potential of being a healthy leisure facility, and what sort of things would be associated with a healthy leisure facility.
What I'd be recommending is what you actually want is a report to bring the premises into full compliance with the health legislation, with the, and then you can make a decision then based on what level of food preparation versus what level of expenditure you're prepared to make. The expenditure is going to indicate the level of food preparation you can do there.
That's a little bit negative. Yeah. And what we want to know is how much is it going to cost us to get the thing up and running? All we're going to do is the health requirements at the moment. That's not what I want.
But the health requirements are what dictates what food can be prepared in their oven. That's the key.
Right. We've got health requirements and appropriate costings. Can you put in that? Appropriate costings?
Yeah. Including a list of costs and what? Associated items. Right.
As the mover, I'm happy. It doesn't necessarily have to be right the next, but the next available, whenever it's...
Coming council.
Yeah, yeah, when it's agreed, because I don't think Gordon can do it for 2 weeks, so... I'm looking after you, Gordon.
Good.
Well,
good.
I reckon you could, but we won't make them.
Good, you could. Good, you could.
Someone probably knows that. YMCA wrote this report, so what's it in there? Okay.
So I'll take full compliance.
I'll just do this one first and I'll come back to you then. Yeah, Scott, it's not really relevant in this resolution, is it?
Get rid of 1 and 2 on that page, because 1 and 2 are already on the page before.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all right. Seconded.
Mr. Chair. No, just hold on. There's another point of clarification.
Not relative to this item, is it?
No, it's
not relative to this.
Relative to...
Please explain.
And what are we up to? It's relative to item Wanangiri Stadium report on town leisure. Yeah. It's relative to item 10.1.3.
No, we're on 10.1.2 at the moment.
No, we're on 3.
3.
My question was
getting all out of order here.
My question, Mr. Chair, refers to point number 5. General admissions to Gatwick Pool have generated an income which exceeds the budgeted figure. This is largely attributable to a longer, hotter summer than the previous year.
Yeah.
I'd also suggest that the fact that Shack was closed would probably...
I got that for dinner.
No, why I'm up mentioning it is because we've bossed people to use it.
Is that a statement or a point of clarification?
My question is, can we keep in mind that Shack was closed when we're doing costings for like CAA and other stuff?
Item 6 covers the closure of South Devon Aquatic Centre.
True. But do you think we had a higher item input in South?
Significant crews have been seen and generated, particularly more significant than the closure of South Devon Aquatic Centre.
This is the report that's been provided by the YMCA.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to put words in their mouths, but having said that, item 6.
They are related to both.
So all what we do in relation to this is to pass on the report provided by the YMCA.
That's fine.
Well, I think the point you made is quite justified, but I think 6 covers that significant improvements are being seen in the income has been generated in comparison to the budget, and improvement 7. This is particularly more significant given to the closure of the South Eden Aquatic Centre.
Thank you.
I think that covers that. Okay, now I'll take the move of that amended resolution. Move, Councillor Howlett.
Second.
Councillor Jacobs. Any further discussion?
Mr. Jacobs.
Yeah, I'm not a councillor.
I didn't say councillor, I said Councillor Jacobs. Mayor Howlett moved the resolution for the recording, and seconded by Councillor Jacobs. All those in favour? The motion has been carried with all those amendments. Let's move on after that. These girls are trying to get 10.2.1, put in business centre quarterly report with the officer's recommendation on page 51. Is there any points of clarification or any discussion?
Yes.
Point of clarification.
Thanks. On page 50, the allowance for $363,000 for the contract management, I read that on the top of page 51, employment of minimum of 3 staff. That looks like it's actually not that. That looks like it is good funding if we're getting 3 staff managing the visitor centre. Is that a correct interpretation of that? That we've got 3 staff there?
Yes.
Yes.
And the budget's under 400,000?
Yeah,
well, we're remembering too, through the chair, that the 363 is just the contract sum between the town and the form. They also get through other means other than the town's contract there, so they get support from VHP, support from other grant funding as well. So their revenue is higher than just that 363.
Mr. Chairman, just wondering if I can add a part 2 to the recommendation, and maybe it's just some advice to the visitor centre in the extent that a number of tourists are still having difficulty finding the visitor centre because it's not clear in the bannering that it is the visitor centre. Can we... So my part 2 would be that we advise advise the Fort Hedland Visitor Centre to perhaps put some italic I recognised visitor signage, whether it be sandwich boards or such, out the front so tourists can clearly see that it is the visitor centre and an accredited visitor centre at that.
Signage at entrance.
So there's the italic I.
Through the chair, the tourist information accreditation changeover between the previous operator and form was actually lapsed. Form have been working with to get that certification reinstated, and along with it the signage. So that's sort of point one. Point two is that the manager of economic development has obviously come to council with the development of a wayfinding strategy. The wayfinding strategy operates kind of at 2 levels, at a broad level, so that when you first hit town, you know how to get to some key places like the South Hedland Town Centre and the visitor centre. And then once you get to the West End, how you navigate, how you find your way better around the West End. So both of those things will improve that situation.
Thank you, but by the same token, I've just moved an amendment, a part 2, that I would like to request that the visitor centre use an italic I signage, whether it be a sandwich board or something out the front of their visitor centre. So that's, I've moved that amendment.
I was just offering that as additional.
Yep.
Does anyone want a second me on that?
Yes. I'm happy to. I just need...
Is that, rather than getting specific about the italic I, is that...
Well, I just think the italic I, all around Australia, we have used the italic I, and everyone knows that means visitor centre.
But is it directional as well as out the front that you're after?
No, I just want an italic I out the front.
Yeah. So not interested off Anderson Street or anywhere else to direct.
Well, I mean,
that would come as part of the wayfinding.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting.
But just as an interim, while all the wayfinding and all the other fantastic stuff's happening, I just want something there so someone who comes there in a week's time knows where it is. Because they're complaining to the Historical Society, they're complaining to everyone, they can't find the visitor centre. And as Mayor, I'm embarrassed when we spend so much money there and people can't find the visitor centre.
Italic signs. Italic eyes. What bloody eyes?
It's not Italian.
Mayor?
It's italic.
Italic. The Seafair Centre has had the same comments come to them.
Yeah, we've had down the Dalgety House all the time.
Through the chair, while that's been added, may I ask a question? Or with regard
to... Yeah, what's it all about?
Thank you. I was just wondering if we could feed back through this group or through whoever the director it is regarding the merchandising. There's still no town maps in that course, Hero. So maybe prioritising a few things. certainly, I mean, we were in Newman Tourist Bureau the other day, and they had little iconic things that were like a, I mean, this is just off the track, but a little globe with a big haul pack inside of it. Why can't we have one with a ship or a, you know, those types of merchandise that's iconic in Port Hedland. But the town maps are the big issue. Fancy not having a town map, have been open for a while.
I'll put a plug in here for the Historical Society. We've got quite a sufficient lot of maps down there.
I know, you're wonderful.
Right on the job.
That's because you've been around a long time.
Thank you.
Just a point of clarification, because I was in the visit centre 2 days ago and they did have the new maps in there.
Did they? They've only just arrived.
Standing on the street.
Because I got a text from one of the businesses in town.
Yeah, thanks.
That feedback.
Thanks.
All right, that's good then.
Well, let's give them permission. What do we need to do so they can have a sandwich board? I'll go.
I was there about 2 weeks ago.
Just put it out of the entrance then. I'll go and show them what the form is.
I think you'd probably be better off by Nate approach yourself there.
Pardon?
Yeah, so they have to go through all the town planning, you have to be able to put that sign out, make it approach yourself. Yeah, I think it's the easiest way to do it.
Anyway, I'm happy with that. So Mover's still happy?
Yeah. You're
still happy?
I am.
Moved and seconded. You've had your comment?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Four love. Very complicated, Mayor Howard, at the beginning. So, we move on to item 10.31, the quarterly budget review, which we've had our big discussions on this morning.
Mr. Chair was what I meant to say. Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Apologies. I just was wondering what the cash surplus referred to in that statement on page 62, a summary of the impact on the cash surplus of the budget adjustments in that table on page 62. And I hope it doesn't sound like a silly question, but I just wondered if you could explain what's in those categories, because they're fairly broad categories, and if that's this financial year, is this for the next financial year? So I just wondered if, through the chair, you could...
Share. All the adjustments to this financial year, I'll pass it through the director, all this financial year.
So, through the chair, the third quarter budget review is just that. It's for this third quarter, for the financial year. These are top-level categories of our total operating expenditure, total operating revenue, total non-operating expenditure and total non-operating revenue. So if you look at the revised budget, very clearly as at the last December review, we had a balanced budget position. The total adjustments there, which are cash surplus dash deficit, because there's no brackets around it, if you like, that's our cash deficit that we're forecasting.
Which cell are you looking at the minute?
The bottom line.
That you are?
Yeah. Bottom line.
Everybody talks about that.
And obviously those adjustments then roll into the proposed new amended budget for 2012-13.
I just couldn't work out. So like the non-operating expenditure, your budget was 190 million. And then your total adjustments were 66 million. So I'm guessing you're adjusting that down because it's in brackets.
Yes,
and the adjustments reflected in the A3 sheet. So if you went through and added up every non-operating expenditure adjustment, you would come back to a $66 million.
And so your revenue, you're expecting 110 roughly million in your revised budget non-operating revenue?
Non-operating, yep.
Yep, that's correct.
And with the adjustments, though, that drops down to 66. Okay. So you've got to flow the table across.
You know, I get that. I'm just looking at so your 43 is adjusting your revenue down.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That includes that $40 million. You're worrying about that 66. That includes that $40 million.
Of
that...
43 money.
Yeah, reserve.
No.
No, it doesn't.
The non-operating expenditure would.
No, that's just the adjustment.
So this
the 43-year adjustments.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the 66 not. Million.
So again, they're just adjustments. They're what's listed in the A3 sheets.
Yeah, but they would include that 40 million.
Yeah. Of our overall budget.
And this is just the, it's just for one quarter.
No, so the revised
it is three quarters.
No, it's for the full year.
Okay. So it's for the full year, 12-13, year to date to the end of March.
No, not year to date March.
No, year to date March.
Yeah.
So the revised budget position
for the total year
is for the total year. The revised budget is a revised budget as at the 31st of December in terms of what we adjusted in the second quarter budget review. Still full year.
Yeah, okay. But with adjustments.
Yep, that's right.
So we're looking at a full year.
Yes.
Year.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're talking about a deficit we've got at the present moment of $1.2267 million, which is the resolution on which they want us to vote on.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the tricky questions, but if you don't know what you're
but
looking
in
at,
the,
you're
in the
out.
Operating expenditure income, it does include that $40
million. The second part of your question, as I took it, was are these going to be reflected in 13, 14 as well?
No, I just wanted to check what the dates were. And but a summary impact of the cash surplus of the buffer of budget adjustments. I just couldn't see a surplus, so I just...
No.
It's a cash surplus deficit. So that line actually goes underneath, so there's another word
there.
Oh,
no, that's all well, that one.
Check the text
above
the box.
That's okay. Just checking. I hadn't missed anything. Yeah, that's fine. No, I got the bottom line of the table. Just checking. Okay.
Is there any other points of clarification, comments regarding the officer's recommendation on page 64? Now, in terms of clarification, it's something I can move the officer's recommendation. So move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Zombak. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. Late items admitted by presiding member, we have nil. Those who previously have been given, we have nil. Confidential items, we have nil. Applications for leave of absence. Any members, leave of absence? Is nil?
Mr. Chair, I will be away from the 23rd of June to the 27th of June.
23rd to the 27th of June, participating in political endeavours. So we'd like to move that the leave application be approved.
Yeah,
Councillor Mayor Howlett and Councillor Zombak, all those men approved. Date of next meeting, the next order of time will be held at a date, time to be confirmed by the presiding member. If there be no further business, please close the meeting at 12:50.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
There were a few intimidations there, but we handled it well.
Perhaps just while we're sitting, just for a moment, probably for Councillor Taylor's continuing education. Well, I just think it's just to be the president and the presiding.